Support for this program by the Alaska Native Heritage Center. Experience more than 10,000 years of history and culture through art, dance, film, and more. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Tripp Krause in for Antonia Gonzalez. A federal judge dismissed the state of Minnesota's efforts to stop a tribal lawsuit over Enbridge Line 3 pipeline water permits. The judge said the tribe's sovereign immunity bars the court from granting injunction relief. The White Earth Band of Ojibwe and a treaty rights attorney filed a lawsuit against Enbridge's Line 3 project in tribal court. The lawsuit made national headlines because the lead plaintiff is Manuman, or wild rice. The lawsuit alleged the state failed to protect water resources and endangered the crop and violated tribal members' treaty rights to harvest it. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources was seeking an injunction in U.S. federal court. The state said White Earth did not have jurisdiction over DNR or its employees. Minnesota's attorney general responded to the dismissal, saying precedent is established that federal courts have jurisdiction to review tribal court jurisdiction. One of only nine remaining clan houses in Sitka, Alaska, is on the verge of collapse. The historic property is deeply rooted in Sitka's clan traditions, and its passing is a significant milestone. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
The century-old frame house is one of a pair side-by-side on Catlan Street in a historic district of Sitka that was resettled by Tlingit following conflict with the Russians in the 19th century. The house itself was built later in the early 20th century and was steeped in tradition even then. Robbie Littlefield is chair of the Sitka Historic Preservation Commission and a Tlingit language scholar.
So this house was called Dukina Hit. And some people translate that as the far-out house, but it comes from a very ancient raven story about how Raven pulled the salmon house to shore from the open ocean. And that's how the salmon began to swim upstream.
Dukina Hit is slumping into the embankment behind it and looks like it could further collapse and slide into the roadway. Sitka police plan to keep the street closed indefinitely until the city works out a stabilization plan with the owners, and that will be difficult on several levels. The house may not be saved, and Littlefield says that should be acknowledged.
This house had a spirit, and it's passing away. It's leaving our world now.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
On Wednesday, U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland swore in Brian Newland as the Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs. Newland previously served as president of the Bay Mills Indian Community, as well as chief judge of the Bay Mills Tribal Court. From 2009 to 2012, Newland served as a policy advisor to the then Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs. Haaland will postpone a trip to Alaska this month out of concern for the state's rising rates of COVID-19. The Interior Secretary was expected to visit in mid-September. The department announced the trip will be made later this year. The announcement said the decision was made in consultation with Alaska Native and local leaders. A federal judge denied a bid to stop construction near the proposed Thacker Pass lithium mine site. Tribal leaders were seeking a temporary injunction to stop construction of the mine about 25 miles south of the Nevada-Oregon border. The tribes wanted to perform an archaeological study on the land that they say is sacred and where their ancestors were massacred more than a century ago. The judge denied a similar request in July when environmentalists were seeking an injunction because they claimed digging would destroy critical habitat for greater sage grouse. A key component in electric vehicle batteries, demand for lithium is expected to triple over the next 5 years. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe will receive $1 million for its Children's Mental Health Initiative. The tribe's initiative aims to improve the mental health outcomes of young people up to the age 21 and their families experiencing serious emotional disturbance. The funding comes from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and its Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. For National Native News, I'm Tripp Krause.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by BNSF Railway, proudly supporting the nation's economy by moving the goods that feed, supply, and power communities across the country. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations. Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976. with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.